Jim Turner was 24 years old when he enlisted in January 1915. Both his parents had died and he was working at one of the sawmills near Apollo Bay. He was one of a crowd that drank at the Apollo Bay Hotel and was not too well thought of by some in the town. In a letter written back home during the war, he said,
"If I can get back with Fred Lang, C. Telford and Alf Bignall and Cyril, it would do me, even if we are the scum of the bay, as some of the louses calls us."
While away at the war, Jim exchanged letters with the Pengilly family. Will and Caroline Pengilly were licensees of the Apollo Bay Hotel, and many of the young men who drank there called Caroline mother, and their youngest daughters were treated like sisters. These letters tell us how much news from home meant to the men fighting overseas. He expresses his pleasure at receiving letters from the Pengilly family and photos they send of their daughters. He often talks about meeting other men from Apollo Bay and how it was to exchange news from home with them. Jim was in D Company Battalion, 2nd Infantry Brigade of the 1st Australian Division at Gallipoli. In a letter dated October the 7th, 1915, he writes,
"Dear Mrs. Penn, just a few lines to let you know that I'm still in the land of the living and well, and I hope you are all the same. We're at Lemnos Island, resting at present, and having a fair time. But you have got to make your own fun, but that is not hard to do when there are a big crowd of men. I had 12 months in the trenches. It is not so bad only for lice and flies. But a charge is worse than getting chased by Joe Haywood. I was in the supports at the Lone Pine Charge. I suppose you read about it in the papers. Our battalion lost pretty heavy, especially A and B companies in the bombardment before and after the charge. You could see the men getting killed right and left, some with their heads blown off, some a leg or an arm, but I was lucky. I came out without a scratch. But I need not Skype. I might get bowled over when I get back again, and I don't think that will be long now, as we've had about a month's holiday, but could do with another month."
Jim was to return to the trenches at Gallipoli, as he says in a later letter.
"Dear Mrs. Penn, just a few lines to let you know we're at it again, but not doing much. I am bomb throwing now, so we are called grenaders. Not a bad job, only there is a good bit of risk attached to it, but there is a risk in anything here. We had a tote of rum this morning, 3 tablespoons, and it went to my head. I drank it on an empty stomach before breakfast, and it's a long time since I had any drink."
Jim was evacuated from Gallipoli and spent a few weeks in Egypt before being sent to France. It is around this time that he addresses his letters, "Dear Mother." He often mentions the people from the bay he came across. There is a sense of yearning for home and his friends from before the war. In a letter dated the 27th of June 1916, he says,
"Dear Mother, just a few lines to let you know I have not forgotten you. Well, we had done a lot of moving since I last wrote to you, both in the firing line and out and up to the present. I am as right as a trivet and haven't got a scratch. We have worked fairly hard since we have been in France, especially in the trenches, and got very little. But what does it matter as long as we belt the Germans? I've not saw any of our boys from the bay for a long time. I mean, the boys I used to knock about with. I don't want to see the others. I see C. Stanford while on the march, but was not speaking to him. Jack Carey came over to see me the other day. He is a fine fellow."
Towards the end of the letter, he writes of his brother.
"I hope to see Charlie before I go into the firing line again, as I have a feeling I won't come out."
Sadly, Jim was not to see his brother again. He was killed in action on July the 25th, 1916. His brother Charlie returned from the war and continued to live in Apollo Bay.